time now for Berkeley Electric Cooperative Power Talk, a weekly program to educate and inform the member owners about the co-op. You'll hear tips on saving energy and what Berkeley Electric Co-op means to you. Now let's join our host, Terry Bass, for this week's program.
Good morning again, Low Country. It's time this Saturday morning for another edition of Berkeley Electric Cooperative Power Talk, or BEC Power Talk. I am Terry Bass. Glad to host this wonderful dialogue that we are about to have, along with my Batman to Robin, or Robin to Batman. I think I'm Robin sometimes.
Yeah, we can.
Robin's not gender specific necessarily.
Sure.
Sure, right? You agree?
Yeah.
Libby, my partner, that's a long way of saying my partner in this endeavor, Libby Rohrig. I did it again, Libby. I'm on a roll. I'm on a roll.
Thanks for having us, Terry.
And that's right.
To our wonderful listeners,
yes,
get another cup of coffee and buckle in, because it's going to be a show today.
All right. Feels like we're going to an amusement park, huh?
Yeah.
All right. So are we on the part that goes up first? You know, it's like then and you get plateaued.
Yeah, I think, we're just getting buckled in.
Okay.
Yeah.
There it is. Well,
yeah.
We welcome to the show Tony Vincent.
That's right. Thank you for having me.
Oh, man, I'm glad to have you. Vice President of Marketing and Government Affairs.
That's right.
Boy.
It's just a long title. It really just means I talk for a living. I want to start there.
You talk for a living. That's and right. and That's as right. I do, I understand that. So, Tony, welcome
Thank
to
you
the
for
show.
Having me.
Glad to have you. Let's find out about Tony Vincent. Before Berkeley Electric Cooperative, what did you find yourself doing, young man?
So I'm from Lugoff. You know where that is?
Lugoff Elgin.
That's it.
High school.
Right there.
Uh-huh.
Lugoff Elgin High School.
Yeah.
That's right.
Graduated. I still don't know where that is. I've heard of it. Yeah.
Allegedly, that's in South Carolina.
Is it near Columbia?
Yeah, it is. Okay. It's right above Columbia. It's about 2 hours from here.
Okay.
So
yeah,
that's
kind of new.
That's where I'm from.
All right.
Was from. Haven't been back in a long time. But graduated, went to the Citadel.
Okay.
Graduated from the Citadel in 2005.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Then when I graduated from the Citadel, I went on staff with a college ministry here in Charleston called Campus Outreach. So
okay.
I worked at, it was a bunch of schools under Campus Outreach. I worked at Coastal Carolina as their football chaplain for a year. Then I left there and I went to Francis Marion and I was the baseball chaplain there for a year.
I
went to UNC Chapel Hill for a year. Then I finally came back to the Citadel and I worked at the Citadel for 3 or 4 years. So I did, I think, 8 years with Campus Outreach before I came on staff of Berkeley Electric Cooperative.
Wow. Yep. And I bet you those were some fun times as
they
were kind of maturing yourself.
That's right. Yeah, it's always fun to hang out with college kids. and I'm going to be honest with you. It had a lot of the same feel as Berkeley. It's the same thing. It's a people-driven job, and it's trying to help. You know, you say members here. There it was the college kids. But it's when I applied to work for a nonprofit
mm-hmm.
organization that is all about the members, it was seamless.
Transition.
Yeah, there was a lot of stuff that just transferred out.
That's good. You know, you remind me of a gentleman who probably had a similar role. I taught at Charleston Southern, and he was in a similar role there
okay.
at the university. I can't call it Eli. Eli
okay.
Bird, that was his name. Thank you.
I worked at CSU for a year, too. I loved it there.
You may have.
I may have. I saw a picture. I might recognize
yeah,
him.
Yeah, absolutely. But, wow. So, look at there. Doing some great things. Tony Vincent, now Vice President of Marketing and Government Affairs. So now we see a great resume.
I appreciate it.
And then you kind of transitioned right into a great organization, in my opinion.
Yep.
Love the folks over at Berkeley Electric Cooperative. Now, I see something about Disney World.
I did. I worked at Disney World.
You worked at Disney.
Also very similar to Berkeley Electric.
That's right. Listen, I'm telling you, man. First of all, it is the greatest place on earth. I want to start there.
Okay.
We can finish there, too. Okay. So I'm not kidding, man. Part of what I did with Campus Outreach, we would take 100 college kids to Orlando for summer internship
The
summer.
Okay.
And we would all get jobs at Disney World or SeaWorld.
What was your job?
So you've been. Have you ever been to Disney World?
I have.
So, you know, when you get there, you get on that tram, that 200-foot-long car. There's that guy on the back with a mic that just talks.
That's right.
Of course, that was me. Yeah.
Okay.
So I
from the parking lot to the front.
Yes.
Okay.
So I was partnered with this girl from CSU that did not like to talk. And we were supposed to rotate every 30 minutes, like the driver and the person on the back doing the spiel.
Okay.
Rotate. We just didn't rotate. She drove and I spoke for 8 hours straight.
And, wow.
Took people to the park. So
I've been on that though. I know exactly what you're talking about.
It's the best ride at Disney World.
It is. It's the only one that's free.
It's the only one that's free.
No, you've already paid for parking.
Yeah, you've already
even
paid
that
for
one.
It. Yeah. Trying to get people to remember where they parked. That's a it's a big deal at Disney World.
Yeah. See, Disney World is actually free. You just pay $75 to park.
That's right. That's exactly.
It's all good. But Tony Vincent is with us, Vice President of Marketing and Government Affairs. So great resume, like I just said. Now, as it relates to what you've done at BEC, let's talk about that part of your job. Government affairs, that sounds pretty serious.
Right. It sounds complicated. It's not.
It's not?
It's people. People, man. If you talk to people, you talk to people. But like I said, I know I joke about it, but all of those companies that I've worked for, Campus Outreach, Disney World, Berkeley Co-op, you throw Chick-fil-A in there. All of those companies, what they have in common is that the people, they buy it. They buy in. If you work at Chick-fil-A, you drink peanut oil. If you work, I mean, whatever your
it's
version,
really bad for you. Do not do that.
If you, those companies have people who have drank their Kool-Aid.
Right.
And
I understand.
That was one of the things that I noticed very quickly at the co-op.
Okay.
Everyone at the co-op, they believe in it. They believe in what they do. Yeah. They believe in the mission. They believe that we are selling electrons is a secondary issue, but ultimately we're here to help our members.
It's a spirit.
That's right.
It's a spirit of the place. So I completely get that.
Yeah. So when I applied for the job, key account manager and government relations, the job I just left, I basically had three responsibilities. I helped with our economic development, trying to get companies to move to Berkeley Electric Cooperative's territory.
Okay.
And
so then, our members have good jobs.
So our members have good
I
jobs.
Got you.
That's right. And then once they landed, they would become a key account. And so I managed our industrial and our commercial loads. And that could also be hospitals. That could be schools. You know, sometimes people would ask me, what exactly is a key account? And I would tell them, it just depends. Depends on if the sun's out. Depends on if we're in a storm. If you're in a storm or a hurricane, a key account is schools that have been designated as shelters or grocery stores or gas stations, hospitals. If the sun's shining, a key account could be someone who has a large load, someone who uses a lot of electricity, or it could be someone who just has 300 jobs for the community. Maybe doesn't have the greatest, the biggest power bill, but is good for the community. And so we want to take care of them because, you know, if they're out of power, you got 300 people getting sent home for the day or not getting paid or standing around doing nothing.
Right.
And so, you know, every member counts at Berkeley, but we also want to pay special attention to those that help the economy thrive.
That's once again, something that the average person would never think about, but a company that's doing that, so many facets to that, you know, 360 degrees, if you will, of, developing relationships or clients that can actually improve the community.
That's right.
And the membership experience.
That's right.
Jobs. And that's a lot of different things. So you are the person that recruited Google, huh? Is it you?
That was way before. That was a few years before me.
Was it?
Three steps out of my pay grade. But
have you had, is that one of the people, organizations that you've had some?
Some. You know, what's funny is that with a company like that, a lot of times, the middleman is just in the way. But if they get a blip or if something happens with their, they just call our CEO, Dwayne. They just go straight to the top.
They
And that's okay. That is okay if they bypass me on that. But it's the same similar. Yeah, you try to land the fish. You try to get them here to better the lives of the people in our community. Mark Gatti, who he did both of the jobs that I had and now have before me. So I've kind of followed in his footsteps.
Okay.
One of the first things he taught me when I was learning the key account and the economic development role is, Tony, we're not going to fight for these things. If a company wants to come and they want to post up right across our lines and be a Dominion customer 3 miles outside of our service territory, that's fine because they're still going to go to our school districts. Their kids are. They're going to live on our lines. It's going to better the area. And he always told me a high tide floats all the boats.
Amen.
We just want people to come. We're not going to fight tooth and nail with our neighboring power companies, but we want you in the area because that's ultimately going to better everyone who lives in the Tri-County area.
Right.
And that's kind of been our, mentality with it is we're going to play nice in the sandbox with everyone because it does us no good to do to dispute in such a way. Maybe this key account that's looking to come, you have a better piece of property for them. Maybe the next time they're looking at something that needs a rail spur or something that we have to offer on a piece of property that's on our territory.
Okay.
But if we work together, then our members receive the benefit of it.
Absolutely, man. That's a great way to look at it. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, this Saturday morning, Berkeley Electric Power Talk, and we are talking to Tony Vincent of the big metropolis of Lugolf.
Lugolf, Elgin. You got to say it yes. Right now. It's two of them combined.
Well, you're right. You're right.
That's right.
Lugolf Elgin. He's the vice president of marketing and government affairs. That part, I like to say the government affairs. You know.
That's where you get to wear a suit for.
Do you have, like, the Secret Service outside?
I do, an earpiece right now. Yeah. I'm not supposed to talk about it, but this is
okay.
Awkward.
Tony's got some nice suits, too, from when he goes to Columbia.
I do. You got to at least act like you know what you're talking about.
That's right. Well, you know, you go up there, a sharp-dressed man can get some things done, huh?
That's right.
So do you have to go to the state legislature meetings and things like that when you're talking about government affairs? Because I've been in there in a very unofficial capacity, but it was during the time when the lobbyists were on the floor see all this movement.
Yep.
Like I said, suits, power suits, boy. Look, I had shorts on because I was – it's a long story.
I'm going to do that next time.
I won't share this. Yeah. Another story. It's a true story.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, why not? Go for
it. I chaperoned the fifth grade to a visit to the State House. It was my son's school.
Yeah.
And all the gate kids – we went up and spent the day. We went to the State House, and they recognized the kids. So I was in there as a dad. And then, of course, we're walking through. I know some lobbyists, and they were like doing their thing. I was like, hey, man. You know, it was,
There's always schools up there getting recognized. And
yeah.
I see your shirt. You're a USC fan?
Gamecocks.
Man, last year I was there as a lobbyist. And I guess it was Hand-Hand High School. Was there getting recognized for winning the state championship? And they had... Is that right? Where Jordan Birch played?
Hammond.
Okay.
Yes.
Hammond was getting recognized. And
yeah.
I looked across the lobby and thought, man, that looks like Jordan Birch. Because he stood, you know,
he's huge.
Like 6'6 or
something. Yeah, a foot above every other person in the lobby. And sure enough,
that's
because it is Jordan Birch.
Look at there.
He looked every bit as advertised.
And we are waiting for
he's going to be great.
A few short days. That's right. So and he's a football guy. I love it.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I am.
Yeah, although.
I did. I played my freshman year at the Citadel. And then I realized I was small and slow, so that added up quickly.
I understand. So now I get the government affairs part. So you're talking, having high level discussion, trying to certainly assert the influence that Berkeley Electric can have.
That's right.
In the marketplace, the government.
Right. So I do our government relations on two different levels: our towns, all of the towns and the municipalities that we serve. We have 15 towns or cities that we serve.
Okay.
Charleston, Mount Pleasant. Let's see if I can do this. Charleston, Mount Pleasant, McClellanville, Owendall, Jamestown, St. Stephens, Bono, Monk's Corners, Somerville, Goose Creek, Hanahan, Seabrook, Kiowa, Ravenel, Hollywood.
Okay. You got
all of them. So I know all their town administrators.
I try to keep
in contact with city officials. So when they have issues, whether it's during a storm, let us know what's going on with the town, whether it's we need a truck for the Christmas parade, whether it's we have parking lot light issues, or we're thinking about doing anything with the town and we might need your help with it. Whatever the town's issues, and along with the three counties we serve, they call me. So that's kind of the first level of government relations.
And that will keep you busy right there.
That'll keep you busy right there. Then on the top side, I make a trip to D.C. once a year to talk to Tim Scott and Clyburn and the senators and congressmen that represent us there on national issues.
Right.
That's all the co-ops are part of the national organization. It's our NRECA. It's our brand. And one of the things we do well, we're really good about sticking together on issues at a national level.
Okay.
If it helps one co-op, it helps all the co-ops, right? High tide floats all the boats. We talked about that.
That's right.
So if even I've been up there before and I have talked to our senators about a bill that helped rural farmers in the Midwest. And it had nothing to do with us, but it affected other co-ops greatly. Okay. And so a lot of our weight is that we represent a lot of votes. And so even at the national level, when the co-ops show up and there's 900 of you that are arm in arm, for the most part, on most issues, you carry some weight.
carry a lot of weight
into what you say. And so that's the top end. And then, well, you've already hit. I also register as a lobbyist for Berkeley Electric Cooperative, and that means that I go to the State House, and I think we have around 14 or 15 representatives that have our members as their constituents, mm-hmm. and 9 senators. And so when there are issues that affect the cooperative, whether it's right-of-way,
okay,
whether it's Santee Cooper, where we get our power, what the price of power is, how they decide power, any issue that affects Berkeley Electric Cooperative, I go up there and I give them our side of the story. Here's how it's going to affect us.
Okay.
One of the things I've realized is these senators and these representatives, they have jobs when they go back home. They cannot be an expert at everything. So they don't understand what right-of-way is, and they don't understand these things and how they could affect bucket trucks and safety issues and when they can fly during a storm and when they can't and how we charge for solar. And so my job is to have such a relationship with them that when a bill comes across their desk, mm-hmm. and I'll watch them as well, but when it comes across their desk and it has something to do with power, they text or call me and say, hey, man, what is this? Tell me what you think. How does this affect Berkeley Co-op? Are you for this? Are you against it? Give me your side of this. And it doesn't always mean that we're right or wrong, but my job is to share, this is how, yeah. before you vote, let me let you know how this bill will affect our members and could affect their rates.
Well, now I understand why government affairs is on your title, because mm-hmm. you're doing more than just buying cups of coffee across
right.
the whole country. You're actually you're dealing
right.
with some heavy lifting things.
That's right.
That could affect, once again, the quality of life, the money, mm-hmm. you know, a lot of different things. So, wow, that's pretty interesting. So you have met a lot of different folks through your travels.
I have. I've gotten to meet a few, a lot of people in D.C., and then I'll also, you know, mm-hmm. you always get to run into somebody in Columbia.
So do you have a Columbia suit? And then
No.
when you have to go to D.C.,
so,
you notch up and, oh, I got my D.C. suit on.
No. I try to look boring. That's the role, like navy blue, dark
okay.
gray. Like, I would wear, like, a nice, you know, you don't want to, if you only.
No tan suit, huh?
Man, I do have a tan suit.
Okay.
If it gets super hot, but I don't have, like, Deion Sanders sports center suits.
Those are,
like,
pretty flashy.
Yeah, like, made out of tablecloths and curtains and. Because if you only got 45 seconds with somebody and
yeah.
they're completely distracted by your outfit, they don't have a clue what you're saying. So,
I'm guessing as a Citadel guy, your shoes are on point.
I have had this. I kid you not. My wife still laughs about this. I won't say the name. I have shaken hands with two gentlemen at the State House. And one time I shook a guy's hand and I said, hey, I'm Tony Vincent. I'm class 2005. And I had just forgotten my ring that day. And when we shook hands, he kind of rolled my hand and was like, huh, that's interesting. Like, was offended that I didn't have my ring on.
Ooh.
And I've had another senator that probably would not admit it. I know for a fact he checked my shoes out, see if they were shined.
So they were Citadel men?
Yes, they were Citadel men, and okay. he eyeballed my shoes to see.
Now, do you shine them at night? So they're, like, sitting there ready to go? Or
so my shoes now, I shine every 2 or 3 weeks. Because you don't wear them that often. You don't
yeah.
scuff them up. I just make sure. And I don't shine anything like I did as a freshman at the Citadel, which is like 30 times a day. But it was funny to me that I could just tell.
Checking yeah. for your shoes.
That's right. Yeah.
yeah.
And then one of our representatives is Nancy Mace. She's the first.
Mm-hmm. That's right. First female first, grad.
That's right. That's right. And so yeah. she has some of our members as her constituents. And so I deal with her on issues as well.
Wow. So you have definitely a very complex, comprehensive job doing a lot mm-hmm. of different things, representing the interest of the member owners at Berkeley Electric Cooperative. So, wow. So let's talk about this new role, Vice President. Dun, 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 dun,
it's a really long dun. Title. It just sounds
yeah.
cool.
Vice President, the VP. And let's talk about in that department, like I see a key thing here. You're in the relationship business.
That's right.
We've kind of talked about that to some degree.
Just like Libby. We talked for
the relationship business. Building, not tearing down.
That's right.
The
That's
relationship
right.
building business, maybe.
Yep.
But you could put building there.
You
I
could.
Won't charge you. But those things are important, because ultimately the breakdown, the failure, or success is on that relationship.
That's right.
In any job, mm-hmm. in any facet. So what do you do to build your relationships and make them great?
So One, I've got, I'm not just saying this because she's sitting here. I've got three really good direct reports that all are self-motivated.
Okay.
Libby.
Libby's one of them.
Yeah, she gets it. She drinks her Kool-Aid every morning. She gets it. She breathes it. She believes that our communication to our members is a vital part of what we do. And then Eddie Plowden, he heads up all of our energy services. And that is everything from our hot our water heater programs, our advantage loans. We can mm-hmm. give you a loan. You can
That's right.
make upgrades to your house that are energy efficient, put it on your power bill. Mm-hmm. He is over all of our programs. And then, of course, Bert, he is the newest addition in this role, is the new key account manager. He took my old role. So they are all...
Bert Waller.
That's right, Bert Walling. They all... we're all the face of the co-op, just to different groups. Whether it's in a suit in Columbia or whether it's doing a energy efficiency blower door test in someone's single-wide trailer in St. Stephen's, all of us are representing Berkeley Electric Cooperative to a slice of our membership. That is the common thread through our department, is all of us, like you said, are in the relationship business, mm-hmm. and we're here. You know, we're one of the few companies that we want you to buy less of our product. We will send someone out to do a free energy audit to help you buy less electrons.
Buy less.
You will never see a commercial from Coke that says drink less Coke. That's not gonna
And we'll show you how to do it.
And we'll show you how to do it.
Yeah, you're right. You won't see that.
But because we're a nonprofit, I know you know this because you've had these shows with Libby, but because we're a nonprofit, we're just passing through. We buy the electrons from Santa Cooper. We sell them to you. If you buy less, we buy less. But we don't. Yeah. It's not marked up, and we don't make more money if you use more. And so it doesn't behoove us at all for you to just waste electricity.
Right.
We would rather you be efficient, have more money. We'd rather businesses have more money so that you can hire more people so that the economy
there
does
you
better.
Go.
There's that cycle again.
There's a term that we use in broadcasting, especially radio. Less is more.
Yep.
And that's exactly
that's
what
right.
you guys do. Because the less, if you could lessen or decrease the output, the usage, then there's more money for you.
That's right.
So less is more.
I have had key accounts that have asked for energy audits, and I show up and they say, all right, man, how much is this going to cost? And I say, it's free. They say, come on, man, tell me, what's it going to cost? I'm telling you, man, it is free. I'm going to bring an engineer out here. One of our energy techs, they're going to look over everything, and they're going to tell you how to use less of our product, and we're going to do it for free.
Wow.
And because it's just part of our philosophy, that we're not here to
make money. So you once again get served up cups of coffee because people are happy
That's right.
when you
That's
share
right.
this great information.
You do an energy audit, and you help people just get some low-hanging fruit. Man, seal these hoses up. Don't run these machines at the same time.
Yeah.
Let's make sure you're on the right rate.
Wow.
You do things like that, and you help people save enough to take the burden off of the company in another category, and they're a fan of you.
Absolutely.
It's a good way to win them, you know?
That's a great way to live.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah, so that's awesome.
Yeah, we work for them, you know? Yep. We would not exist without them.
Yes.
So.
And that's the entire Berkeley Cooperative mission. I mean,
that's right.
I don't know what the specific mission statement is, if there is one, but... I mean,
enhancing the lives of those we serve.
I was about to say, you testing us? Is that what's going on? You testing us?
I didn't mean to.
Dwayne put you up to this?
No.
He's listening. I know he's listening.
Oh, so you, how many times do you get spot checked on that sometimes?
it's posted around the office. Let's just say that.
And say it again, Libby.
Enhancing the lives of those we serve.
I think everybody could adopt that.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Because, you know, if you make your neighbor's priority yours, so many problems go away.
That's right.
Just mm-hmm. like that. And that's one thing that is missing in our world right now.
You got that right.
Yeah. So I like that. Enhancing
the lives of those we serve.
Libby, I don't work. Well, you know what? I do work.
Look
there.
At you. You just.
No, she's you making.
Over there,
she's,
you over there sipping on the Kool-Aid. You don't even know.
She's making me say it.
That's right.
Enhancing the lives of those around you. Did I say it right?
Those we serve.
We serve.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's right.
And
we're
those
here to serve.
You.
And those around you.
We work for them.
Enhancing the lives of those we serve. All right, I got it.
You got it.
That's right. Libby, do I get an A minus?
A minus, yeah.
See, I knew she would not give
grader.
Me an A plus.
I'm
She's
a tough.
Tough. She's tough even with the right answer.
That's right.
But I did it. Enhancing the lives of those we serve.
That's right.
Amen.
That is awesome, man. Now that's Berkeley Electric Cooperative in a nutshell. Once again, Tony Vincent, Vice President of Marketing and Government Affairs. And Libby Rowig, the manager of communications. And, you know, I can tell it's a great relationship because when your direct boss is with you and, you know, you're comfortable, you're not tense, you know, you're not nervous.
She fakes it real well.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah. As soon as I walk out of here, she'll give you the real scoop.
Yeah. And then
we warned him, actually, right. ahead of time.
Well, I've been in this seat about 7 seconds, so I got plenty of time to put this thing in the ditch.
But you already said she's drinking the Kool-Aid. And look, Kool-Aid. She actually
that's
has...
That's it. That's co-op Kool-Aid right there.
That's co-op grape flavored, huh?
That's right.
Yeah.
What is that in there? Is that your
Terry,
tea?
You know, I just have to say, so how long have you been in this role?
I have been in this role for probably a month.
Yeah. And in the last 6 weeks, I've probably laughed more than I have in probably 3 or 4 years.
Wow.
That's right. If I don't bring anything else to the table, I'm a stand-up comedian.
Okay.
Tony Vincent is hilarious and one of the best storytellers I have ever met.
Well, that's good.
So.
Even better than me. Yeah, you can say it. You can.
Here we go.
Yeah, agree. You can.
All she's saying is I get paid to talk. That's what she's saying.
Both of y'all get paid to talk.
That's true. That's true.
So two great storytellers.
That's right.
That mythical lunch one day. But guess what? He can pay. He's got the budget.
That's right.
For
yeah.
It.
That's right.
Yeah.
We can work it in.
Then yeah. We'll work it in.
Make it a business lunch.
I'm ready. I'm ready. Absolutely. What would you say? And we've got about a couple minutes left. If you have a favorite part of your job, what is that? And then
working with Libby.
Okay. What up? Yeah. You got another question?
Okay. Yeah, I do. That was easy. Now, what's your vision for 2021 and the future now that you're the new guy?
You're going to keep it out of the ditch, right? Isn't that what we said? That's our motto in the department. Keep it out of the ditch.
Keep it out the ditch.
Or if you have to go in the ditch, ease it in That's the right. ditch, you know, oh, not okay. 60 miles an hour.
And then put those, right. like you put those things in the back of the That's truck right. so it doesn't get stuck down.
Enhancing the lives of those we serve while keeping it out of the ditch.
There it is. Is that the vision statement?
No, I was. So I think that the challenge for us moving forward. So I had an excellent boss, Mark Gaddy, who was in this seat before me. He did this is not one of those things where I took over a job and it's, you know, man, we got 8 things that need to be fixed immediately. It's a well-oiled machine. But I think that whether he was here or me, the challenge moving forward is when you're in a co-op, the co-op has this small town feel. The lady who was in Libby's seat before her, their version of economic development, the co-op she worked at in Missouri, was to let small businesses come and use their printer. And that was fine. That helped the local businesses
okay.
on Main Street.
Yeah.
So we can't do that anymore. Not in Charleston with 100,000 members.
Right.
There are other ways we can help our membership. But I think the challenge for us is to stay small while getting big. We want to keep the feel of a co-op, this personal, we come do a free energy audit, face-to-face, we help you save money.
Okay.
And yet, we are in the top 25 as far as co-op's growth in the nation. We are the largest co-op in South Carolina. We are growing at 4%. If you've been to Next and or Carnes Crossroad or Goose Creek
oh,
or
yes.
John's Island lately. So it is a challenge to grow at 4%, to be a large power company, and to not accidentally lose your small town touch.
I got you.
So what we do to enhance the lives of those we serve. And so you have to actively, I would say, keep it at the forefront of your mind that we don't want to lose our touch with our members.
Okay.
And the face-to-face and the personal interaction and not just become a massive power company that sends you text messages when your bill's due.
How about that? That's a good way to kind of put a capsule on it.
Yep.
I would say this just as a compliment to everyone I've ever met that do the jobs that you guys do. All of what you said comes easier when you're just generally good people.
I agree.
So I tip the hat right there, the mythical hat. It's not on. Last thing I'll ask, are you from Missouri?
I am not from okay. Missouri.
He's okay. not part of the Missouri Exchange Program.
I am not.
Okay. Because I've met a lot of Missourians.
Right. Got a lot of transplants running around here, don't we?
Absolutely. But you know what? They're good folks.
That's right.
From they Missouri. Are. So, man, thank you for hanging out. This has been a good opportunity to get to know Tony Vincent, continue to know even more Libby, and all the wonderful things that happened at Berkeley Electric Cooperative. Keep up the great work, all
Thanks,
right?
Man. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. This wraps up this edition of Berkeley Electric Power Talk.